This is Mona Lisa Baseball, and we have a lot to talk about. I want to just talk about new rules, but I mean, a million things have been happening in baseball. The A's announced they are officially leaving Oakland.
Yeah.
Moving to SAC.
Yeah, a lot of airtime we've spent on the old A's.
This is no big deal to me, but I understand a lot of people out there are like, oh man, they're leaving.
Yeah.
In my mind, it was a done deal. We have an owner that doesn't really care about the team, and he showed that again in his press conference. He was looking forward to see Aaron Judge hit home runs in the new intimate AAA ballpark they're moving to.
That's interesting.
Yeah, amongst a backdrop of thunderbolts and lightning and a microphone that didn't work. And he left after speaking for 2 minutes and didn't take any questions.
Oh, no questions. I have a hard time even watching him speak. I've probably only seen him speak 2 or 3 times. But he makes me want to turn the station.
Yeah. In fact, I'm in a little bit of a foul mood having watched this stuff before we recorded today. There's something about this guy. Look, man.
Yeah, slime.
Okay, he's a billionaire, grew up rich. That puts him in a different world than you and me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a lot of other billionaires out there who don't drop the ball in a press conference this bad. The guy's fake. You know, why he didn't mention any A's players? Like, we're looking forward to seeing these A's players. It's like, he doesn't know who's going to be on the team next year.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Speaking of players on the team, dude, are you aware of the wristband gate situation?
No, but I want to be.
It was hard enough to get excited about the A's. They have sent down pretty much their best player to AAA, saying that he needs to work on some things. Yeah. And he started the season with a 429 average, but they sent him down.
So what's the ulterior motive here?
Well, this could be a manipulating playtime thing, but a little pattern here.
Yeah.
A bunch of the guys who wore the wristband, the sell the team wristband, they're all gone now.
Oh.
This looks like retaliation. We've got 4 different players, right? We've got Christian Pache, who shipped off to Philadelphia. I mean, A's players moving around. It's not like that's news, but
sure.
Brent Rooker, he wore the wristband and he was benched. You got James Caprillon. He was a starting pitcher. He was released. But it's official. They had the press conference. They made sure to announce it late in the evening, early morning press conference, so that none of the Bay Area press could be there. And the A's were out of town, too. So, yeah. The A's are moving to Sacramento. They're going to change their name. They will just be the Athletics.
The Athletics.
Yeah, and it's going to be so intimate.
Homeless.
He wanted to let you know that it's going to be the most intimate ballpark experience in the majors because it's a AAA stadium.
Yeah, okay. What's the seating capacity?
Oh, it's like 10.
10?
How do you count the picnic area?
Perfect for the A's.
An extra 4? It's like 14.
Okay.
Yeah. You know they'll build some stuff.
Not if it's up to Fisher.
Most of the changes they have to make to the stadium are for the players. So they can have their video room. They can have their whirlpool room. They can get the batting cages in there, you know, and they have a secure limousine service escort garage system happening. So they never have to step foot in any official part of Sacramento.
This will be a boon to the Rivercats because I'm assuming they'll get to keep these amenities once the A's leave town.
Yeah, the guy who owns the Rivercats, same guy who owns the Kings, and he's kind of bailing Fisher out here because, I mean, Fisher was fucked.
Yeah.
They had nowhere to play. They talked to Oakland. They talked to everybody. And this is what they're doing. And he can't wait for you to come out in this intimate setting and watch Aaron Judge hit home runs. That's what he said.
That's what he said. Okay.
A lot of people are like, that's a little disrespectful to the A's pitching staff, you know, your team.
I know. There's so many things wrong with this guy. It makes you wonder why. Isn't there some sort of committee that gets together when someone's buying a team and this is like the exact thing they're not supposed to do?
Yeah. It's like a bunch of bankers and they just count the money and they're like, he's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ruiz. He led the AL in stolen bases last year. He started the season with a 429 batting average. Did he strike out a lot? Yeah. Yeah, he strikes out. They sent him down to AAA.
Not good enough.
Because he wore the armband. Like, he needs to work on some things. Can he not work on those things in the majors? The most exciting player on your team. You know, what are they going to do in Sacramento? It's like, hey, Sacramento, you guys want to be a major league. Well, here's this steaming pile of dog shit team. If you don't go see them play, then you're not a major league. It's like, come on, man. Like, you can love hamburgers and boycott McDonald's, you know? It's like, I don't know if that's a good analogy.
I heard a news blurb coming out of Sacramento. They were very, very excited. But one thing that I thought was a little interesting was they mentioned this does not mean that Sacramento will get an expansion franchise after the 3 years.
Oh,
they said it as if Sacramento thought they might be guaranteed something. And then they mentioned Manfred wants to add two teams to the East Coast and two to the West Coast,
yeah,
or one of each.
But, yeah, we've talked about it.
Sounds like he's hungry for expansion. I kept hearing Salt Lake.
We're going to get two new teams and expand to 32. It'll be a nice round number. And then they'll do away with the leagues and we'll do away with the divisions. And you'll have a nice, you know, 16-16 playoff structure. They're going to expand on the West Coast. They're going to expand on the East Coast. We've talked about it on the show before. It's probably going to be Memphis and Portland. It's not going to be Sac. But, you know, part of being a billionaire, part of ruining franchises and moving them out of towns they're in is you got to soften the blow. And one of the ways they're doing that is by just raising false hope. Like, hey, Sac, this is so great. You guys are great. You're the best fans in the world. You could get a major league team. This could happen.
Yeah.
Better go to these games. They're just trying to get attendance. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Round number playoff structure. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Everyone makes the playoffs. Hey, speaking of playoffs, isn't NBA having a play-in playoff for the playoff right now? Isn't that great, you guys? It's a playoff for the playoff.
What? Wasn't that around New Year's?
No, that was the mid-season tournament. That's totally different. That was for money, man. Come on. This is the cutting edge of sports technology, man. We're going to put a tournament in the tournament.
Only thing I hear anyone talk about is football.
Oh, yeah? Well, football's over, right?
They go right into who's going to get drafted, who's going to get traded.
Dude.
Love that March, April football talk.
I don't listen to sports talk radio. I just watch baseball content. Mm. You know, I'll see a really informative video on like what's going on with the Oakland A's. It's got like 100 views. And it's like the guy from ABC News like doing a video on what's really going on behind the scenes. Like no one's watching it. Nobody cares.
I saw a Brody Brazil frowny face. A's are moving. Something like that.
Here's the thing, man. Everyone who understands just a little bit about having a home team and growing up with a team has empathy for A's fans right now, okay?
Yeah.
They're leaving Oakland. They're never coming back. Is Oakland going to get expansion? No, dude. No. Never. It's not going to happen. That's one of the things that Oakland came to Fisher. They were like, hey, yeah, we'll give you a super discount on the Coliseum. We'll even pay for some of the upgrades. But we want MLB to guarantee that we get a team. And Sean Fisher's like, well, I mean, I can talk to Rob about like, yeah, good luck. And, you know, I don't think a lot of Oakland fans are going to follow the team when they move to Sac. And I think that that's going to be a real slap in the face to these guys when they see how few fans follow the franchise. I think they're really underestimating how this ill will and this like smugness and all the remarks and all that.
Yeah.
How that really affects a sports fan because they're not sports fans. They're billionaires.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can't even get 6,000 in Oakland. You think you can get 10,000 in Sac? Good luck.
Yeah. It's like delivered with a coldness that's a little sickening.
Yeah. You think when they were roommates in college, they were like, dude, we're going to get so much money by taking something that America loves and just cashing it out. They talked about changing the colors. If they change the colors, dude.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
We haven't talked about the uniforms yet, you and me, but like, I mean, I just.
What kind of colors are we talking about?
I mean, dude, whatever's popular. Remember 90s expansion when everyone was like purple and teal? Whatever color's hot. What's hot right now? I don't know, man.
I didn't consider losing yellow and green.
Oh, golly, geez. And it's like a cheap ass iron-on jersey. I mean, who's going to buy that?
I still haven't seen the jerseys.
So I have seen the jerseys.
Okay.
Let me tell you, man.
Give me a 0 to 10.
Well, I feel very, very passionate about this particular issue because nothing could be more a clear visual sign to someone who doesn't even follow baseball that quality doesn't matter anymore. We're just going for the money. We want that bag. These jerseys, they have an iron-on stuff. It's no longer stitched on. It's no longer embroidered. Okay, how much does that cost?
Ooh.
I don't know, but the pants are literally see-through. You can see through them. You can tell what kind of underwear the guy's wearing.
Okay, I have seen a picture.
You can't get
them
tailored. The players hate them. They changed the way the name wraps on the back, so it's like, if you got a long name, it looks really, really weird.
Right. Almost in a circle.
Yeah.
I saw the guy interviewed. He was the designer. He wasn't the owner of the designer company.
Fanatics.
Not who I was expecting.
The idea behind them is that they're modern. They wick.
Wick. Yeah, I've heard that name a lot.
Sweat away, as if that's a huge problem. But they look like a cheap knockoff.
Oh.
And MLB is very happy to now sell them to you for even more money than the previous uniforms.
With the new technology.
So if there was ever one thing, like a symbol, when I saw this news break, it genuinely crushed me. Like, I was genuinely upset about it. And my girlfriend's like, what is the deal? It's just a uniform. And I'm like, nobody cares about quality anymore. Nobody cares about anything. Everything's a cash grab.
Yeah.
Like, that's how that made me feel in that moment. And I understand that's a real fatalistic way to think about it. But I mean, look at those uniforms.
Well, it's just so clear.
Go look at them. But there's just something classic about a baseball jersey. You've got the double stitching. You've got the embroidered logo. And there's... check this out, man. You know, in the middle of the jersey where it buttons up and you've got the name of the team across the chest?
Sure.
You break the letters up the line. These guys just took scissors and just cut the iron on in half, you know, flapping in the wind there. It's just so cheap, dude.
Seinfeld took this on. Costanza, he changed the Yankee uniform. And with dire consequences. It's just not a good idea.
Seinfeld predicts everything.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams out there who wear a different jersey every fucking day, like the Padres. You know, I can't tell what team is playing when the Padres are on the field, but it's all just to sell more jerseys. And now they can sell more jerseys at a lower production cost. And they're charging more for them.
God, that's beautiful.
Oh.
Straight out of Shark Tank.
I mean,
cut those margins.
And that's what the A's are doing, because it would have cost them just a little bit too much to stay in Oakland and fix up the park, you know. I am so bummed about baseball. Like, in the offseason, just every news story. I've never been more pessimistic about baseball ever. And I don't think that that surprises you. It probably doesn't surprise the audience, but it actually surprised me.
Yeah.
Because through the show, I kind of rediscovered baseball, and there's a lot of great things about sports. Baseball has a lot to offer. It's like A12 says, you know. We have a lot to learn from teamwork, watching people interact and setting examples, how we want our society to be. You know, do we respect other players? Do we not showboat? Do we treat our fans with respect? Like when Shohei hits a home run, his first home run as a Dodger into the stands.
I heard about this.
And a lady catches it. She's separated from her husband, taken aside, and told that if she doesn't give the ball to them, they won't authenticate it. They offer her two hats for it. She says, can I get more? And then they give her a bat and a ball. And she never even gets to meet Shohei.
Two hats, a bat and a ball.
She never gets to meet Shohei. They're keeping her husband away from her, who's like, knows that this thing is worth like $100,000. Okay.
Whoa. Okay. Do you think they separated them so that he couldn't get an opinion on what she should do with it?
That's what he's saying.
God.
Stay classy, Dodgers.
Oh, that's so dirty.
And then...
dirty.
You know, I wanted to like the Dodgers, but I've gone back. I've reverted back to hating the Dodgers. So fuck you, Dodgers. And
okay.
And then like Shohei's like, oh yeah, I spoke to her. Or at least his interpreter said that.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I never met Shohei. And it's like the worst possible time for this to happen. It's like, oh yeah. Shohei caught in a lie. Great timing. Because right now, like, Shohei, the star of baseball, the baby darling, the one who will save us all, is in deep fucking shit. This guy has the microscope on him. The FBI is looking at his records. This guy,
oh no,
if he was any other player, would be suspended.
I know. All of a sudden, it hit me. I go, wait a minute. The season's about to start. Is he even playing? And yeah, my friend assured me, oh yeah, no, he's...
oh, yeah.
He's playing. The Giants wish he wasn't, but he'll be playing. And I thought, that seems awful weird. And then basically I'm thinking just what you're thinking. Any other guy, just go ahead and put him on ice, suspend him. don't let him get more in trouble, but they're all in with him. It's so obvious.
Yep. Oh, and Trevor Bauer, who's being completely exonerated. All the allegations against him have been cleared. He's pitching in Mexico. He can't come back. Yeah.
Dodger.
The woman who accused him recanted. She said she made it up, and he's still in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pissed, man. Like, I'm really pessimistic about baseball. Like, we haven't even recorded together. We're about a week into the season. They are wearing the new uniforms. They have new rules. Would you like to hear about the new rules this year? Because a lot of people said there'd be no new rules this year, and guess what?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit me.
All right. New rules this year, you guys. 2024.
Hit me.
You heard it on Mona Lisa Baseball. We told you that they would change the pitch clock from 20 to 18 when runners were on base, and that's exactly what they did.
Trimmed it. Yep.
I mean, there's nothing to say. It's 20 to 18.
Yeah.
We're not done speeding up the game, okay? Last year, game started out 30 minutes faster than the year before, but by the end of the year, the players had kind of found tricks to, like, slow the game down. The prisoner's dilemma, okay?
Yeah.
So one of the things the pitcher would do, he would receive the ball, but not while he was on the mound. So he'd stand off to the side of the mound, receive the ball, and then they wouldn't start the clock until he took the mound.
Ah, okay. It's just going to go on and on every year. Won't leave it alone.
So they fixed the glitch.
Fixed the glitch there. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go over some of these other new rules.
Yeah. Okay.
2023 games on average, all games, nine inning games, were 24 minutes shorter than the games in 2022.
Okay.
But that's not enough, you guys. We need more.
Less, you mean.
This gets really weird, but it's important to note. If a pitcher steps onto the warning track, now we're assuming that the bullpen is in the outfield because they're all in the outfield now.
Yeah. Okay.
So if a pitcher steps onto the warning track with less than 2 minutes to go on the inning break clock, which is another clock that's been around for a while, then they reset it to 2 minutes rather than 2:15. So we cut 15 seconds, you guys.
Oh, we shaved 15 more. Okay.
Inning breaks are less. They're more predictable. Yeah, great.
Great.
And it's intended to speed up the game, intended to speed up innings where there's a pitching change. And speaking of pitching changes, you're going to like this one, okay?
We'll see.
If a pitcher who is sent out to warm up for an inning, okay, let's stop right now. A pitcher warming up is now part of the game.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I know we have cameras so that we can see who's in the bullpen and all that, but now, if a pitcher's warming up, the official rules people have to take note of this. The warm-up area, the bullpen, is now official ground. There are rules governing the bullpen that pertain to the actual game. This is new.
Yeah, I never heard of anything like this.
A pitcher who is sent to warm up for an inning must face at least one batter.
What?
Yep.
Whoa, okay. Whoa, 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 whoa. Time. I've called time out.
Yep.
Time is out. Let me get this straight. What happens to you have a three batter minimum?
The way that the three batter minimum works is that if the inning ends, it ends.
Okay.
So let's say you have two outs, guy comes in.
Yes.
He only has to face one batter. You can get a new guy.
I see. So if you warm up, you have to enter the game.
Yes.
How can this be?
Major League Baseball thinks they need to make things go faster. And I think the reason they did it is because you would warm up one guy and then the other team would make a switch.
This is crazy.
Putting in a lefty, they're warming up the righty. And then they would switch out the pitcher and they'd be like, now the other guy's warming up. And then that would delay the game.
This is crazy.
Yeah. What happened to warming two guys up at the same time too? Like now they both have to come in.
That's all I can picture. Is a righty and a lefty in the bullpen, and then the manager comes out and taps one of his arms. This is weird. You know what I almost said? Just first reaction. I almost said this is getting out of hand.
After like it's not out of hand already.
After all we've been through, that's the first thing I thought of was that.
Yeah.
God, why do you gotta hurt me like this?
Dude, I'm not hurting you. This is Major League Baseball hurting you.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is weird.
That is the weirdest rule this year. Although there's more. We got more. Okay, are you ready for more?
Let's keep at it.
I want to look into this rule a little bit deeper because it's like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Why can't I warm up a lefty and a righty and then bring in whoever the fuck I want and then keep the other guy? This makes no sense to me.
It's weird. It's weird.
I don't get it. Okay, mound visits. You had 5, now you have 4. Fuck you. 4 mound visits.
Okay, I got a question.
Fans don't like them, so now there's 4.
Can you use all your mound visits in one inning?
Yeah, you could use them all up in one inning, sure. And okay, there's a wrinkle to the rule. If you use them all up, you get a bonus one for the 9th. You're welcome.
God, this is so stupid. It's almost like they're just making new rules for the sake of making a new rule. That's what it's sounding like.
They're trying to shorten the game again by another 3.5 minutes, bro. Huh. I think they want to hit 2 hours and 30 minutes. I really think they're going to try to hit that.
Yeah.
They want to hit 2:30. Yep.
That's what the networks want.
Then you have a half hour post game and then you're done. Yeah. Or
extra innings.
For a remaining half hour there is. Yeah. And then you watch Friends. Or you watch Seinfeld. You watch the episode where George changes the uniforms and everyone's pissed.
Wait. You playing wool? Well, yeah. Uniforms have always been wool. Oh, no. Iron on. You know what? I didn't really realize that we ditched the stitching.
It's pretty sad, man. I mean, can you imagine the highlight where the guy slides in a home plate and the iron on peels off?
Oh, I can't wait.
God.
It's coming.
Oh, my God.
Okay, where are we at here? Is that year 3 now of rule changes? This is definitely the oddest. I mean, last year was momentous, but this is very peculiar stuff.
We've been doing this show now for you've been doing it for 3 years. I've been helping you out for almost as long. And yeah, they've been changing rules every year. And get this. We spent a lot of time talking about how the previous version of baseball, and let's go way back to 2 years ago, the grass and the dirt were...
Right.
The groundskeeper's artistic expression.
Yes.
Well, now these lines have meaning for the rules. Because not only when we ban the shift did we force all the infielders to come onto the dirt from the grass and force every field to have the exact same dimensions in terms of grass and dirt. Fenway, they had to change it. You know, it's hard to hate this rule, but let's just explain it plainly.
All right.
Now, the dirt path heading to first base is where you need to be when you're running.
Hmm.
Now, the way that it worked before is they would chalk a 3-foot lane halfway between home plate and first base that was on the right side of the dirt path, and you had to be in there when you were running the base to first base. Well, they've done away with that. Ironically, they're still chalking the line on there. I guess people like the way that looks, but... This really only pertains to right-handed batters, because when you're right-handed, you couldn't really take a straight line to first base. You had to kind of swing out a little bit so that you hit that 3-foot lane. Well, now you don't have to. The dirt is good and the grass is bad. Stay on the dirt and you're fine.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't like it.
We had a guy a couple World Series ago actually get called on this, where he was running on the line and got called for interference. That's never going to happen again. I guess people didn't like that.
Yeah, it's not cut and dried enough.
Yeah, they can save money on that chalk. You guys can stop chalking that that lane, you guys. I don't know why they're still chalking it. It's like, in fact, let's talk about chalk. Why do they chalk the base coaches' areas? They never stand there. They're always outside that little area. It's like, come on. What are we doing here?
It's a nice aesthetic.
By the way, we have robots that chalk the field now. It's not actually done by people.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yep.
I think it's best when it's just umpire's discretion, but unfortunately, everything has to be so uniform now. They're just going grass, dirt. One's good, one's bad. But I really like the home plate umpire deciding if the person was cheating or not. And the way I would prefer it is that you almost never get called on it, because I kind of like the idea of the base runner kind of making the throw harder for the catcher.
Yeah.
There's some strategy there.
Oh, yeah.
And it forces the defense to make a good play. I like that.
Yeah, and who's in a better position than the home plate umpire to sit there and be like, he's got the perfect view on it. There's something about this that I like, and then it simplifies things. You had this like 50% of the way to the base. You had to be in the lane.
Yeah.
And so this is another situation where now the dirt and the grass is now going to be the same on every field.
Right.
And I don't know if that's a big deal to a lot of people. I know you care about that. One of the coolest things about baseball is that different parks were different. Remember when they had the dirt path between the pitching mound and home plate? In some parks, you know, it's like, cool, whatever. Like, this park has a short porch to right because there's a fucking cannery there. This park has a deep center field because they built it, you know, on this big old lot. Anyway.
Boo. Short fields only.
Yeah, they're all going to look the same.
We're only allowed to play on short fields. Dome versus dome, World Series. Uniform. No variation here on a strip from the mound of the plate. No, no, no.
Every team's colors will be red, white, and blue. Oakland A's green and gold. Get that shit out of here. That's un-American.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if they went back to the late 60s?
The striping and the piping? Yeah, it was good shit.
Yeah, I picture whatever Reggie Jackson was wearing as an A.
That's, bro, they took my stirrups. Now they took my uniforms. I'm sure the hats are going to get completely fucked up for some reason. Someone's going to come out and be like, they're getting sunburned on their ears. They need little wings on the side and a Wi-Fi antenna on top and so we can give them the signals. They're going to fuck everything up, dude.
So what's being revealed to us in real time is that all of our worst fears are coming true. And I think the general public doesn't care as much as we would hope. Or it's kind of become a shoulder shrug. Oh, I think what sickens me right now is it's so commonplace that, oh, they changed a few rules this year. And up until 3 years ago, that's really almost never happened. Like one rule change was unbelievably rare. And now what did you just tell me? Four or five new rules? And yeah, albeit they were small ones compared to last year, but
yeah,
it's starting to feel like they're just going to change five things a year just for the sake of it. And you reminded me of A10 saying, oh, no, I don't think they'll change any next year. And you were like, you're out of your mind. You are.
Well, I mean, he's both right and wrong. And I think we can agree that none of the rule changes this year are as big as, like, maybe he meant to say they won't make rule changes as
right
on the magnitude of.
Yeah, that could be.
But I mean, the truth is somewhere in the middle, because he did say, I don't think they'll do anything because they'll be afraid of the backlash. They're not afraid of the backlash. Okay. You want to talk doom and gloom? I'm all doom and gloom too. But guess what? Most people hate these uniforms. The backlash is uni-fucking-versal. Okay.
Yeah.
There's not a single baseball fan who's out there going, yeah, I'm really happy that MLB is making more money selling me shittier jerseys. No one's saying
it's
that.
It's very exciting.
Nobody out there. Fisher has zero friends. I think in a couple years ago, people were like, oh, you know, he's owning the team. It's not easy. You know, he doesn't have to make statements. Oh, you know, he can be private. And now it's like, he is universally hated. Universally. There's not a single person who talks about baseball who's got a single good thing to say about him.
Yeah.
The backlash is real. The movement. Look, man, we are just getting started. People are waking up.
You think?
People are waking up, dude.
I'm ready.
I see empty stadiums. We didn't have the same opening day we had last year with all the excitement.
Baseball isn't back. Oh, man. What is this feeling? Neither of us are surprised in any way.
It's like when your niece or your nephew or maybe your son or your daughter gets in a really bad relationship and you see it and you're like, this is not going to end well. Like,
not gonna
this,
end
you're
well.
Going to be crying and I'm going to have to pick up the pieces. And
yeah,
you can't stop the momentum because like two kids in love, billionaires are in love with profits.
And
they cannot be separated. There's no logic there.
Stop breaking my heart.
It's just headed to disaster. You want more?
Please. More.
There's more new rules, you guys.
Give me more new rules.
A9, A10, are you counting? Here we go.
Let's do it.
All right. Technically, this is not a new rule, but
I'll be the judge of that.
Hey, umpires, we want you to enforce this. You're not really enforcing it. Let's start enforcing this.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, it's a change to the game. All right, I'm just going to read this because it's really complicated. What we're talking about right now is a fielder blocking second or third base.
Yes.
Okay, now we had a bunch of rules about blocking home base. All right, now we have new rules about second and third. Every base is special, you guys. Every base is going to have their own rule book. It sounds like a joke, dude. It's not. I guarantee you at some point they'll refine this and that. Like second base will have a different rule than third.
Yeah. It's like you laugh. You think it's funny, but it's real. I know
well,
it's
I'm
real.
Laughing as a coping mechanism, yeah. Okay, rule 6.00H awards a base to the runner when the fielder is ruled to have impeded the runner's progress while not in possession of the ball and not in the act of fielding the ball. So what we're talking about is a guy who's like blocking the base, looking for a throw. The rule leaves it up to the judgment of the umpire as to whether the fielder is in the act of fielding the ball. And now we're asking the umpires to enforce this a little more stringently. Who's asking them? I don't know. Owners? Rob? Good question.
Huh.
So now we want these umpires to call obstruction if they determine the fielder has positioned himself or herself to impede or hinder a runner's path to the base before receiving the ball. That includes right up to the point where you catch it. And I've seen tons and tons of videos now where it's like, what? He's out? Or he's safe?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't even know what's going on. Like, wait, what?
Yeah. You made your own point.
So I remember one highlight. The runner just started walking back to the dugout because he didn't know what was going on there. No, you're safe. You're safe. Everyone's safe. Don't do that.
Yeah, no, come back.
And it just looked like a regular second baseman making a regular play at second base. I didn't see anything weird about it at all. But I guess people are getting hurt sliding into each other. So we got to just cut that out. No more injuries.
Ugh.
We got to protect these stars.
Protect the stars.
No one can get hurt. There's action on the field and the umpire waves his arms in the air and no one knows what's happening.
Interference. It gets mentioned quite often, but what a perfect time to just remind people that this would be a self-regulating thing. If a defensive player gets a reputation for blocking the base, mm-hmm. people spike him.
Cleats up.
And he's going to think twice about being a jackass. The other thing I don't like so much is there is strategy in that. I like that you can kind of get away with something. Maybe you're in someone's way just a little bit more than you should be, but not egregious enough to change a call. I like all that jousting between base runners and fielders.
Yep.
You ought to be able to just take care of it on your own. But yeah, nope, it's another opportunity for the umpire to wave his hands and we don't exactly know what's going on. It's not as crisp. It's not as clean as ball players just playing the game.
I couldn't agree more. And speaking of umpires waving their hands in the air, Angel Hernandez is off to a stellar beginning to the 2024 season.
I think I heard that. Yeah.
He is making.
He's more famous than ever.
As many calls about him as possible, because everyone knows. Baseball fans want to see the umpires make the game about themselves as opposed to seeing the baseball players do stuff.
Yeah.
We want umpires taking the balls out of pitchers' hands. We want umpires awarding bases. We don't want to see a close play at second base.
Ooh.
We just want Angel Hernandez to tell us what happened, whether or not we saw it with our own eyes or not. You know, I told an 8-year-old the other day, hey, kid, man, you don't have to say every thought that comes into your mind. You don't have to verbalize everything that you're thinking. He's an 8-year-old, so he actually took it like advice. I don't think he got angry. I think if I told that to an older person, they'd be upset. But Angel Hernandez seems like he'll just call whatever feels good. This guy, how Machiavellian is this? But like the worse the umpires are, the easier it's going to be for them to put in Hawkeye next year.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, absolutely.
The year after or whatever.
Makes it easy.
Oh, and get this. They used the ABS appeal in spring training. Did you know that?
No.
They did the tap the helmet 3 times thing in spring training. Get used to it, everybody. Oh, here it comes. You don't think it's coming? It's coming.
So the fact that I'm actually thinking they've gone too far, it's like Twilight Zone or something.
Yeah, it's surreal. We're here now. Couple years after we started recording, now we're talking about like all this crazy shit. Players running around in fake ass jerseys playing a weird ass game that makes sure nobody can get hurt. We got the biggest star in the game like implicated and something that would get anybody else suspended, but that's fine. It's like the emperor has no clothes. You know, John Fisher up there giving announcements that make no sense, talking about Aaron Judge instead of his own players. Dude, it looks like the Royals may not even be able to stay in KC because the owner there is like, oh, fans need to pay for the stadium. I'm not paying for it.
Wow.
Man.
Put it on the fans. It's not even the fans. It's the city. You could give a rat's ass. You don't give a hoot about baseball, but you live in Kansas City. You got to pay for a new stadium.
Yep. They lost the vote 58-42. No, we're not paying for your stadium, billionaire.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense where the owner reaps the benefit and the city just gets shit on because you get the wrong owner and you could just move the team.
Oh, man. You know what sucks is that even when you have the right owner, things fall apart. Like, look at the Mets.
Yeah.
You know, you have a guy who's willing to spend all this money and they still somehow suck.
That had a great ring to it.
It's so Mets. But yeah, man. I mean, like, the A's, I think that Fisher's going to feel the pain here. I think that they're going to move to Sacramento. They're going to be there for not 3 years, but probably 4 years. It's not going to be good for them. They're going to lose their fan base. They're not going to gain a new one, really. It's not going to be good for baseball because the TV deal is going to not make as much money for people. And ultimately, I don't think it's going to be good for Sac because they're giving them false hope. Like, oh, you guys could be a major league town. It's like, you'll never be a major league town.
Yeah, it's pretty doubtful.
Oh, man, I feel exhausted. Like I've had the life sucked out of me.
It's just insane. This is kind of what I'm hearing. And I don't know how accurate this is, but what I'm hearing is the decline has begun.
This is Mona Lisa Baseball. We will bring you all the numbers when it comes to attendance in the beginning, middle, and end of the season. You can trust us on that. There are signs that, yeah, we didn't have the opening day we had last year, and it's too soon to say, but there are warning signs that it's not working. You know,
we did one or two shows after New Year's because basically of the Shohei signing.
Yeah, we talked.
We wanted to talk about some things. It was the biggest story going, and then bam, instant hot water.
You know, I really enjoyed your first episode where you talked a lot about gambling and how it was ruining the sport, and we've talked about that, but then that was before the Shohei news broke.
I know.
It broke like 2 days later, and again, you kind of sound like a prophet.
It was just an immediate reaction. As soon as the episode got released, it was bam!
Biggest gambling scandal since the Black Sox, since Pete Rose, yeah.
It was within, 36 hours. I know, I couldn't really believe it, but it was just too perfect. It was just so obvious. It was crazy. I mean, I started listening to sports radio, and I really couldn't believe it. Even after the Wrigley Field DraftKings thing, I saw how big it was. But, I mean, every sports guy even has a segment of what I'm betting on.
Yeah, I know.
And
looks up for us.
Let's just take a look at how important the gambling is to the sports world right now. Trying to take a big picture approach, and then Shohei just blows my ass up.
Yep. I think I've gotten to the heart of my matter right now.
Oh.
Why I'm so upset.
I can tell.
Why I'm so sad about baseball is that even though I talk a lot on the show about what's pissing me off about baseball, one thing in baseball, at least one thing, was really kind of capturing my inner child, okay? And that was Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
And then when that news story broke, I mean, it's really hard to kind of maintain a childlike appreciation.
Absolutely.
And he could be innocent, but he probably isn't, you know? And that he wouldn't go meet these fans and get the ball. Like, I don't even know why that's even a thought that would go through your head. And we've talked about how because he speaks Japanese, we don't really know what he's like. But now I think he's a fucking asshole.
Mm. Or he's just a complete fucking stress case. Because
sure.
I was talking about this with Sam where right around the time that it happened, we were talking about the translator, Japanese culture and honor and things like that. And I'm thinking, all of a sudden it hit me, this translator's, his life's in danger because the country's whole hopes are on Shohei. And if he kind of like implicated him in any way, this is not going to be a good life. I mean, this guy's fucked.
This is the best example of more money, more problems.
Yeah. And that's it.
Everything's a cash grab.
This is crazy.
We are just getting started.
Give me more new rules.
playoff for the playoff.
All of our worst fears are coming true.
Yeah, it's surreal.
How can this be?